Welcome to Bumping Uglies, the adult podcast where two lifelong friends talk about sex, love, and life. Listeners be advised, strong language may be used and sensitive subjects may be discussed. Music by Ethan Hine. Hello again.
Oh no.
Welcome back to Bumping Uglies. My name's Rachel.
That's Ashley.
So last week we missed you guys because I actually went home to West Virginia for my grandpa's birthday, but I was only there for two nights, and the one day was just for my grandpa. Like, we spent the whole day out there, and then the next day I did stuff with my mom, and I did some shopping for work. So, Ashley and I didn't even get to see each other, which sucked. So, we missed you last week because we just didn't have, there was no time. Like, I was so busy. It was a long weekend. It was very tiresome.
Rachel was a failure.
Yeah, but I did a lot of traveling in like, 5 days.
He's so cute.
He hates you. I'm leaving that in.
He loves
Ashley's
me.
Dog. Ashley's dog has so much attitude. It's not even funny. So today, we decided to talk to you about bachelor and bachelorette parties. I guess mostly bachelorette parties because we're girls. But I've had one. I guess I kind of had a joint thing this time when I got married. And our cousin is getting married this fall, so it's something I've been thinking about a lot. So we just thought, like, we'd bring you some ideas and some statistics and all that fun stuff, just in case you're planning one or you're about to attend one, you know, or it's yours, you know, maybe you're having one soon. So we thought it'd be a fun idea. And first, I have for you some statistics about what happens at bachelorette parties, or like how people feel about bachelorette and bachelor parties. So, online gambling, California, it looks like, surveyed 1,000 married Americans on what happens at bachelor and bachelorette parties.
I really thought you were just about to say, like, online gambling, and I'm like, we're not talking about online gambling. What the hell are you doing?
I was like, you know what would be cool if I just talked about gambling
online
real quick?
Online gambling?
Do you have a gambling problem? Gamblers Anonymous is the place for you. I'm just kidding. I don't know anything about that.
Oh my gosh. Real quick side note. Does that not, it reminded me of when our friend was really drunk, and she was looking through the phone book, and she found the Gamblers Anonymous.
Yes.
Don't ask me why. Yes. I pointed at you like that.
It was you. It wasn't me.
No.
I don't really like to gamble that much because
and she said,
I'm not lucky.
She said, I need to call this number. And we're like, no, you don't. And she's like, I'm a gambler.
Yeah. She said, I have a problem.
Which she
God,
is not.
God, that was so long ago.
I know.
That was a long time. It was like, whew, like 8 years ago. That hurts my feelings. Okay, so here we go. Nearly 12% of people surveyed said their significant others don't know the entire story, but only 20% of men and almost 31% of women expect to hear the whole truth. So basically, like, most spouses expect just, like, not to hear about it, which that's how I feel. Like, if you're gonna do a separate thing, it should, like, you don't need to talk about it afterward.
I think you should have some ground rules, though.
Okay, yeah.
Some super strict ones, you know. Maybe just no fucking. Like,
I knew you were gonna say that. And that's, like, I agree. Like, if you're fine with, like, your spouse or your significant other, like, for their party, if you're fine with them, like, going to a strip club, or maybe even, like, kissing a random person, like, just for fun or something, like, that's okay, as long as everybody's
okay
with
a peck,
you know?
not no tongue.
A peck. Keep your tongue in your mouth.
Keep your tongue in your mouth and your dick in your pants.
Whoa. I mean, that's so simple, though, right? Though, right? Like, even a drunk person can remember those rules.
Now, I do have a story in here that I can tell you. None of this shit better happen.
Okay, I can't wait. So, 1 in 9 people say they lied to their spouse about what happened at their party. And then 1 in 4 men and 1 in 5 women who went to Vegas parties said that the groom or bride-to-be engaged in some kind of sexual activity. It doesn't say sex, just a sexual activity.
Just purely hand stuff.
Did you hear him?
No.
He said just purely hand stuff.
I thought that's what he said, so I did hear him.
Yeah. 25% of men and 35% of women think that you can't bend the rules of fidelity for one night. Which
I think to a certain extent. That's why I said I would have some ground rules.
But here's the thing.
I still want you to have fun. But, you know, no stripper needs to have her mouth on your penis. Okay?
But that means that 75% of men and 65% of women think you can bend the rules of fidelity. Like, right. More people think it's okay than not okay.
Right. And I am the one who is not okay.
Ashley's like, uh-uh. Only 20% of men and 31% of women wanted to know all the details. So most people don't want to know, which is where I'm at. Like, you do what you want to do, but, like...
The only thing I would want
to
know...
Don't get arrested, because I'm not coming to get you.
The only thing I would want to know is, did you obey my ground rules? And before anyone gets butthurt over it, they can give me ground rules, too, for my bachelorette party. You know, okay, obviously, I'm not a hypocrite. You know, I'll give you ground rules. You can give me ground rules. And I can guarantee you I will respect you enough to keep to those ground rules.
I would like to say that I am not a hypocrite, but drunk me is like, what rules? There are no rules. But, like, that's for life, not just, like, a relationship. That's, like, everything's fine. When I'm drunk, it doesn't matter. It's
so,
all fine.
For me, the only thing I want to know is, did you stick to the ground rules? As long as you say yes, then I don't need to hear another word about it.
But do you think that they would tell the truth if they didn't?
Well, let me just tell you that if you did not tell the truth, and I find out about it later...
You're getting a divorce.
Oh, it might be a little worse than that.
She gonna kill him.
Let's keep in mind that I have several acres in the middle of nowhere.
She's gonna go like Lorena Bobbitt and cut his dick off and bury it.
Except for I ain't gonna cut just 2 inches off. Or whatever. I forget how many inches she cut off.
She's gonna take the whole thing. Balls and everything. Clean.
Clean cut.
So, parties in Las Vegas were found to be a little crazier than non-Vegas gatherings, which is not surprising to me.
Well, because that's the whole thing of Vegas. Like...
Speaking from experience.
Breaking the rules. You know, like, there are no rules, or very little.
Correct. And, like, your inhibitions are just lower there. Like, you go to have a good time, and there's plenty, like, all of the things that we did in Vegas, I wouldn't have gone to, like, whatever, like, Columbus to do, you know? Like, that doesn't sound fun at all.
Viva Columbus!
But the point is, like, you just do things... You're more open to things in Vegas, I think, is basically the deal. So, 48% of men and 38% of women flirted and got lap dances.
Like, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. 26, this is low. Ashley's not gonna like this one. 26% of men and 33% of women did nothing sexual. That means there's a large percentage.
that did. Oh, yeah.
74% of men and 67%
women,
I was close, did something sexual. I like how they put the low numbers, like, they didn't do it. They should put, that's more fun. The high numbers are fun. So 17% of men and 9% of women had sex with someone who wasn't their partner. That's low, though. That's so, like, the number of people that did something sexual is not, it's a very small amount that had actual sex, like the full, like, intercourse is what I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they just maybe, like, fooled around or, like, I don't know, oral, I don't know. Or, like, maybe they're like, anal doesn't count. Ashley just made, like, a jerking off motion. That was
no, it
wonderful.
Was a,
it
was yes.
Oh, I thought you were like,
no, it was like this.
Like, this is, hand stuff's fine.
I was,
sorry.
I got my state tax return.
Oh.
I was looking at my bank account.
We're on very different things right now.
I mean, I can make that one if you want.
Okay, tell us.
Oh, piss.
Tell us your story where, like, none of it better happen. That's what I want to hear first.
So, this shit is crazy, okay? And none of it I would be okay with.
None of it. Hear that, guys? If you want to do this, you're not for
okay.
her.
So, it says, it was all, and this was a bachelor party, clearly. It says it was all pretty standard stripper stuff at first. Then she asks for the groom and has him get on the floor on his back. This chick pulls out a bag of blow pops out of her bag, and we're all a bit confused. She jams this thing up her snatch.
The whole bag?
So, no, the sucker.
Oh, just one, okay.
So only the stick is visible now.
Oh my god.
Now come the balloons. She has him bite these balloons one by one so she can straddle his face and pop them with her snatch stick. Pretty funny stuff. It says, once her balloons ran out, she told him to bite the stick and pull the blow pop out. Which he did. She turned it around and had him suck the damn thing. I think it's only shocking because of how gross she was. I mean, she's a stranger and we know nothing of her personal health. But yet, some of you are willing to have sex with her. So it says, but I thought I was going to catch something just looking at this poor girl.
Oh my god.
Groom seems a bit uneasy, but is going with it. She reaches back into her bag of assorted abominations and pulls out a can of whipped cream.
Oh my god.
Surely this will be a bit more tame, right? Whipped cream on her tits or something. Nope. She sprays this crap inside
no!
of herself.
No! Ladies, don't do that. Sugar is not good for your vagina.
This bitch already had a freaking blow pop up her
Fair pussy. Enough.
She sprays this crap inside of herself, then sits on the dude's face. Jeez. As you can imagine, she is now the whipped cream dispenser and the groom's mouth is her target.
Oh my god.
It didn't take long for him to decide he wanted his mouth closed for this. So now she's leaking this stuff all over his face and grinding it in there.
Ew.
That's where the energy in the room kind of fizzled out. I don't think any of us expected anything like that to happen. Once she finished with the groom, she was kind enough to turn her attention back to the rest of us to offer various sexual services for the right price.
That's a prostitute. That's prostitute.
Best man paid for a handy in the bathroom. Groom was offered the full package for free. He politely declined. In fact, he thought it best to call his fiance and have her pick him up, which she did.
Aww.
We thought she was going to be pissed when she showed up, but I think she could see how little he actually enjoyed himself.
What a good
Shell
guy.
Shocked would probably be the best description.
What a good lady, too. Like, girl.
I mean, I'm
just like,
saying.
Fiance.
So, like this guy said, you know nothing about this girl.
I mean, okay.
And, like, some of these bachelors and bachelorettes have sex with these people.
And I think,
now, granted,
I
maybe they do,
do
use
that.
Condoms. I don't know.
I just think that
but
that's not...
all of this, like, she put freaking blow pop up her. And whipped cream. Like, ugh.
I just, in my head, these people that are, like, sleeping with people on their bachelor, like, bachelorette parties, are sleeping with, like, random people that they just, like, got drunk and found somewhere. Like, not their strippers, right? Oh, Andy says yes. I just, in my head, it wasn't the strippers that they were sleeping with.
Not always, but...
Oh, no, it's the stripper.
Hey. I mean, obviously for this story, yeah. But I just wouldn't...
No, for a majority of my story.
It's the stripper. See, I didn't...
It's the male and female strippers.
I just don't think I would do that. I don't think I would be interested in that. I don't know. I hope Andy wouldn't be either, but... I don't know. Sleeping with the stripper?
Depends on the stripper.
I mean, depends on the stripper.
Some of them are ugly.
I just meant, like, I don't know. Like, they do it for... Oh, do they? Jesus Christ.
Oh my gosh.
I mean...
For fun, I could bring the two of you on here and I can ask you two a question.
That would be funny.
And see how
I just think, like, you know, like, a little touching or, like, fooling around is one thing, but, like, full-blown sex with somebody is... I don't know. I just don't think I would want to do that with somebody who just tried to shove whipped cream in my face from their vagina.
Dude, I'm glad he kept his mouth closed.
Yeah, same. Like, what if, you don't know.
One, if they I have wouldn't a sit
disease,
there.
Or even if they're clean, even if they don't have a disease. Like, what if they're just dirty?
Yeah.
That's with everyone.
Huh?
That's with anyone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But, like, chances are, just anyone isn't gonna squirt whipped cream up their pussy and then, add, like, try to put it in your mouth. Like, that's a very. Most girls aren't just, like, first one night stand, they're like, eat this. Right out of.
We've been talking to some different girls.
Eat this right
also,
out of.
Also, this was the stripper.
That's what I'm saying. She's a stripper, so that makes sense that, like, she would do that. But I feel like you're not. You're only going to find
that
from a stripper.
Blow pop and whipped cream up your vagina. Period.
That's weird. I don't like it. I don't like it. And our stripper. Okay, so, like we said, like, we went to Vegas to get married, and we went to a strip club after we got highly intoxicated, and I had never been before. I didn't know what to expect, and we went into, like, a private room or whatever, but our stripper was, like, very, like, she wanted to be touched. Like, she wanted us to, like, grab her and, like, whatever, smack her ass, like, stuff like that.
She did not want her nipples pinched.
She didn't want her nipples pinched. She was, like, grabbing Andy through his pants. I ended up with a hickey from her, and, like, she, like, put Andy's fingers, like, in her. Like, she went that far.
Oh, yeah, two knuckles deep.
But still, there was no point where I thought, like, oh, we're gonna ask her to, like, go have sex with us after that. Like, that was never a thought in my mind.
Her shift wasn't over 5 minutes.
It probably would not have surprised her.
It would have...
Because I'm telling you from these stories that I've read, that's happened.
Oh, it for sure has happened. I just, like, I was...
Maybe not the groom and the bride, but...
I was comfortable, like, with that much, but, like, there was never a time where I was like, we're gonna take this farther with this stripper. And maybe, I don't know, maybe individually I'll feel like it would be different. I doubt it. I just don't...
Did Andy wash his hands after that?
Probably. I don't know. We were drunk. Small fish, actually. Small fish.
Not for me.
But overall, like, don't you have to give that guy props for, like, calling his fiance and being like, I need you to come get me. Like, I'm uncomfortable with this.
I mean, yeah, I guess. But not really, because I would have stopped her way before.
Like, when she...
Like, I'm sorry. I probably would have been like, I'm sorry. Did you just put that blow pop up your pussy? Like,
we're gonna stop right now.
No, no. I'm uncomfortable with that. No, no.
See, and I'm like, I think I'm the kind of person that's like, well, I have to see what's going to happen now. Like, she put it up there. Like, what's she going to do with it?
But you would want her, like, to get on your face with it?
No, 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 no. I would not want that. I would stop.
Like, I could understand being a bystander and watching that disaster.
I would stop it then if it was going to be me that she was going to be doing that to, but, like...
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He should have been like, ugh, no.
But, like, he didn't know exactly what was going to happen, so, like, once she put it up there, just, like, originally, he was probably like,
well, also, I'm pretty sure... Let me reread.
She had him lay down first.
Well, yeah, she did. But she had him lick the sucker after she pulled it out.
Yeah, that I would have been like, definitely, like, I don't know where your snatch has been.
I'd have been like, fuck you.
You didn't hear the story. Andy, he's making these faces like, what?
I'm just like,
I definitely, like, you don't know. You, especially these days, like, you can't be doing that.
Mm-mm.
Or at least I can't be, no, not interested.
And, like, what would be worse is, like, what if you slept with the stripper man or woman. Mm. Like, you know, it could be a woman sleeping with a male stripper. Either way, what if you got a disease and then you lied to your future wife or husband about it and you didn't tell them, and then later on they find out, oh, guess what? Now I'm diseased.
I would think.
And then they're like, what the fuck? How did that happen?
I would think that happens more often than we think it happens.
Probably. We need a statistic.
We'll find that. We'll get some VD statistics. Maybe we'll talk about that one day. That's not a fun topic at all, but it's important. So we're gonna take it.
And I'm just saying, you're gonna die if I find out that you gave me a disease.
Like, for Ashley, like, the end result is always death. That's she's always gonna murder you. That would be a hard one for me to get over, I think. So, I mean, I wouldn't kill anybody over it, but, like, that might be, like, just a deal breaker for me, like.
Maybe it depends on what type of disease it is. If it's one bad enough to where you ended my life.
Or, like, made your life much more difficult. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that would just be, like, I'm done with this, you know, done with this relationship now.
I'd be like, okay, you know the girl with the dragon tattoo, that movie? Uh-huh. When the guy who was, like, her, not parole officer, but her whatever he was, and she tattooed his face.
Yeah.
When he raped her or whatever. That would be me. I would tattoo that on your face.
Jesus, like the, what is it? Like the mark of Cain or whatever.
I have... Whatever. Disease.
And I gave it to my wife. My ex-wife. Because...
P.S. Now ex-wife.
She gone. Okay, so let's take it back. We're gonna take it way less, exciting, right? We're gonna take it back to, like, fun, no pussies involved. Andy's like, well, what's the fun in that?
I don't know if I have any fun.
No. Okay. So I'm going to tell you about...
Oh, I do have this fun story.
I'm going to tell you about what Cosmopolitan thinks are 11 Bachelorette party games that are actually fun.
Oh, let's see if they are.
So, number one is, it says, kick things off with a simple drinking game. And it says, Never Have I Ever is always a classic, but sometimes you don't want to do the work of coming up with the prompts, which is true. So a simple drink-if game, which you can buy or download, is an easy way to get everyone a little buzz. So basically, like, it's never have I ever, but it's just, like, predetermined questions, so, like, nobody has to think. But I also think that, like, it's more fun because if you really know the people well, like, you can really do some damage to people. This one I think is super fun. We know people that do it up here, where we live, is a bar crawl scavenger hunt. People, like, doing, when you can combine drinking with, like, a game where you get to, like, change your whatever, venue every, whatever, 30 minutes is super fun. And a lot of times, if you go beforehand and plan it out really well, like, a bar manager or a bartender, like, they're willing to, like, participate to an extent, you know? So I do think that's a really fun idea. And there's some outrageous stuff. Like, we see girls who have to get, like, 100 signatures on a t-shirt, or, like, get, like, one guy's hat and one guy's underwear, you know, something, like, it's fun. And it's not, like, too crazy.
Yeah, switching underwear one's fun.
The switching underwear one's super fun. And then it says, or just do a literal ring scavenger hunt, and says, hide a bunch of plastic rings around the house or backyard, and may the most observant and determined member of your squad win. I think if you're going to do a bar crawl, the ring thing could be fun, too, if you, like, one person goes and hides stuff beforehand. But, like, I'm not hunting for fake rings at my house. That doesn't sound fun, does it?
I gotta hunt for real ones when the cat steals mine.
No, although I did see a thing about Easter egg hunting. Uh-huh. Like, you take the big Easter eggs and you put little tiny bottles of liquor
in. Oh, see, that's fun.
Like, what, and, like, you could play that and, like, hunt that at your house, and then, like, everyone you find, you have to, like, shoot the little mini bottle.
That sounds fun.
And then keep on going.
I think if you made the ring thing, maybe a drinking game where, like, every time you find a ring, you have to, like, run back and, like, take a shot before you can go look for another ring, that might be fun. But, like, I'm not gonna be, like, a little kid with a basket just, like, looking for rings.
So that's what I'm saying, like, with the...
But the liquor bottles I love.
Like, you have to finish that little tiny bottle before you can pick up another
egg. And honestly, but, like, you could do, like, pink eggs or something, and put, like, if you wanted to be, like, super, whatever, classic bachelorette party, like, put penis stickers on the eggs, and do the liquor bottle thing for a bachelorette party. Or a bachelor party, yeah. Like, I guess you could put vaginas all over. Isn't that weird? Like, they don't do that. They don't put vaginas everywhere.
No, because we're classy.
No, no. It's not because you're classy.
Yeah, don't look fake vaginas, the real ones.
I'm done with him. We're done. Oh, this says drop your panties. Don't know what this is. Okay.
Yeah, do it.
Apparently, it's a classic, but I didn't know. Each person brings a pair of panties that they think shows off their personality the best. It's the bride's job to match the undies correctly to each friend. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't want to touch your underwear, so.
I mean, I would hope that they're clean.
Well, I assume they're clean. Not like Brent.
Maybe they could just lay them out on a table and Rachel, maybe you could just put, like, have their names on a tag or
and
something.
Just, like, be like, it. Yeah. Not like bring yesterday's underwear, please. That's like a whole different game.
Or, you know, or you could be like, excuse me, the underwear you're wearing right now, take them off and put them on this
table.
Give
them to me right now. Like, that's a whole different thing. Don't like that at all. Okay.
Ooh, I just thought of a game.
Okay.
You could get, like, a really big dildo.
Okay.
Okay. And, like, you have to take underwear. Because I don't like the word panties.
Panties.
And you have to, like, get it around.
Oh,
it's like
a
ring
toss. That would be a fun drinking game. Like, if you miss, you have to... Everything is a drinking game for me. Let's just...
Right? Like, every time you miss, you have to take a shot?
Yeah. Or, like, if you get it, then, like, if you get one on, then you get to pick somebody else to take a shot if you don't want to get, like, too drunk.
Yeah.
This one I thought was more of a bridal shower thing than a bachelorette party thing, which is test how well you know the bride. So, like, print out questions about her, have her answer them, and then have other people answer them. And, like, whoever gets the most most right wins a prize. But, like, I thought that was a bridal shower game. That's like, that's personally too tame.
I remember doing that for yours.
We did that at mine. And I've been to other things where, like, you do it there, not at the bachelorette party. But maybe that's, like, a classy bachelorette party that we've never been a part of. Like, where they go have tea and they answer questions about their...
We go to the trashy one.
Well, so, the one bachelorette party that they threw for me... we had one of those, what were they called? Slumber parties, where they bring, like, sex toys and, you know, play fun games and stuff like that. And it was fun. I think it depends on your group
of friends.
I think
you invited the wrong group of
friends. Exactly. Exactly. Because they were all awkward and, like, super not raunchy. But, we have a group of friends now that I could invite, like, men and women to one, and it could be a super fun time.
Well, see, a lot of the times when you do a slumber party, they don't allow men, only because they want the women to feel comfortable.
Well, that's true. But I think I have a different group of women friends now that would be super fun to do something like that with, because they are a little raunchier, and they drink. That was the other thing. We had alcohol at the party, but, like, nobody really drank anything.
And it was just wine.
It was just wine. It wasn't weird. We were not doing, like, shots. Like, just wine. Okay. Also, this seems like a bridal shower thing to me, too, which is quiz the groom.
I think we should have me a single party.
We could do that.
It's kind of like a bachelorette party, but I'm not getting married.
Right. So you're celebrating your independence.
We can have Jell-O shots.
I love Jell-O shots, man. I'm sorry. We could totally, for your birthday this year, we could totally do, like, a your single, let's do fun shit just because we can. But yeah, so quiz the groom. So, like, a week or two before the party, ask everyone to come up with a question about the bride for her fiancé to answer. And then take turns reading her the questions and have her guess his answer And if she answers wrong, then, like, she has to take a drink.
So it's like the newlywed game.
Yeah, except for he's not there because this is a bachelorette party. But I don't know. So I guess if you want to make it a drinking game, it could be a bachelorette party game. But if you don't want to make it a drinking game, it's definitely a bridal shower game. Unless they're raunchy questions. Like, unless they're, like, risque. Like, you don't want your mama to know. Okay, have a backyard ring toss. Here you go, Ashley. Except for these are bottles, but, like, could be dildos.
I also thought about to make it harder. It, not that it's outside, you can't do it outside, but to get the suction cup dildos and do it on the wall. Oh, and
throw it, like, horizontally? Gotta, like, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you gotta, like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, for panties. Right, you're still talking about panties.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this one is a less...
And I guess you could do it with rings, too.
This is a less raunchy version where you, like, make, like, take beer bottles or whatever and, like, paint them cute and then, like, throw rings at them and then...
So really, Rachel, what I'm saying is for my single party, I want a dildo on the wall.
She wants a bunch of dildos. That's what she is. She's going to take those home with her later.
Can you get me, like, a room of dildos? Can we have, like, a theme party? I mean, that's already a theme party. But, like, I don't know. Make your bathroom a room of dildos or something for me.
Make my bathroom a room of dildos for you?
Well, I just assumed we were going to do it at your house, but...
Okay.
Just put dildos everywhere.
Everywhere. On every surface. Anywhere they'll stick. This says, play adult Pictionary. Plastic penis decor is merely tier one of bachelorette parties. Go the extra mile by having your closest friends rapidly scribble their interpretations of different X-rated phrases. Definitely frame the best ones and throw them in a scrapbook. That's kind of cute.
What's this one? Oh, my dick scrapbook.
Because, like, the idea of drawing, number one, like, Pictionary is hard anyway, but the idea of drawing something X-rated and then other people having to guess what you're trying to draw them, I do like that. This says, share your dirtiest thoughts. Give everyone a list of foul-sounding descriptions, such as what starts with F and ends with CK, and is something you want when things get hot. Answer, a fire truck. So, like, they're not, it's that game.
Oh, it doesn't, like, have to be one word.
It's Dirty Minds, you know? We used to have that game where, like, the answers are clean, but it sounds dirty.
Yeah. Which I thought it was just a one word thing, so I'm like, which I guess
it's a compound word, madam.
Yeah. For me, it was just fuck.
Fuck. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
There is, but that's a truck that's on fire.
but we had
it's a fuck truck.
We had a Dirty Minds game, and it is actually super fun. I don't know where it went, but we like that a lot.
It is not for people who just have a dirty mind because you suck at it.
True. Also, like,
AKA me.
I wouldn't play it with, like, your your friends are the ideal group for that, for sure. Okay.
I lost that game every time.
Then it says. The last one says, keep the games coming. If you manage to run out of stuff to do, you always can buy a set of cards with quick bachelorette-themed activities. One thing's for sure, you can't end this night early. But, like, if you haven't planned enough stuff for, like, what? Like, 8 hours of activities? Because that would be, like, 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Like, that's a long damn time. Mm-hmm. If you can't figure something out between those time frame, like, you didn't do a good job. Figure it out. So say
and again, that goes with picking the right group of friends.
Right. True. Which, you know.
I think, was yours done by like 8 or 9?
Yeah, it was maybe 4 hours long, and it was just, I don't know. But, it you know.
Which, granted, we probably should have had something planned besides just the slumber party thing.
Correct. But, I don't know. A couple of my friends, like, did most of the planning, and it just, like you said, it was a weird collection of women, and...
Was not me.
They were not, no, it wasn't actually. And they were, like, they just weren't into, like, doing something wild and crazy that night, and that's okay, but, it could have been more fun.
You know, maybe by that point you should have maybe, like, 2 different bachelorette parties. Like, if you have friends that are kind of like that, you you know, you could have a small one mm-hmm. with them and, you know, have it. That would be like, you know, if you wanted to have a nice tea party or something.
Right.
And get dressed up. You could have that with that group of friends. And then the wild, crazy one with the other group.
True. But I would say...
You know, if you felt the need, like, you know, because you don't... Because that's the other thing. Like, you don't want to not invite them.
But you don't want to make them uncomfortable
like,
either.
I don't think it's... Yeah, like, you know, you want to be like, well, the reason I didn't invite you is because I don't think it's your cup of tea.
Right.
I wasn't trying to be rude.
I think, like, you let them know...
You just have to get into a whole thing.
You invite everybody and you let them know, like, this is what we're doing. So, like, if you don't want to do it, it's okay. But, like, we are doing this.
Right.
Okay, so what, let's take it back to some more risque things, Ashley. Tell us some stories.
Ashley's story time. Well, this one's just a fun one that I liked that I think it's funny, okay. So we're gonna follow it. We're gonna do it.
We're gonna do
so
it.
So it says, I tore my ACL for the first time on a stripper pole in a bar during a friend's bachelorette party. I was so drunk that I initially wasn't sure I was injured, so I climbed off the platform and rejoined the ladies on the dance floor. Midway through Motown Philly, my anterior door slid out and my leg collapsed underneath me.
Oh!
I was helped into the limo and into the hotel. The following day, I used a chair to hobble across the hotel room.
Oh my god.
Front desk, deliver me a wheelchair, got to the parking lot, and drove left-legged to a Walgreens where I hopped in on one foot and bought crutches. I then drove 4 hours home using only my left leg and saw the doctor Monday morning.
I don't want to hear that.
Reconstructive surgery and 9 months of rehab, followed by 18 months after the first tear, I fell on ice and ruptured the graft.
Yeah, well...
I now walk with a cane and will be crippled in the right leg for life. And it says, the doctor, leave the stripper pole to the professionals, you dumb shit.
That's a serious injury, though. Like, that's not something you planned to happen.
Right? That was, like, hardcore pole dancing.
And, God, that's... You're like, I did not sign up for a lifetime injury.
Right?
For your fucking party.
You're like, damn it, Karen, I'm never partying with you again. Party.
You're like, you better hope this marriage sticks, because if it doesn't, we're not friends anymore. I've lost my leg for you. She didn't lose it, but she walks with a cane now, so
essentially.
She's not running any marathons. Poor girl, that's kind of sad. Like, that's horrifying. But also, it's kind of funny.
So, do you want another one?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one's kind of awkward, but it's super funny. I feel like it's something that would happen to someone we know. Or us, potentially, because it's that awkward.
Okay.
So it says, when I was 18, my 24-year-old brother was getting married, and I was a groomsman. The entire wedding party still lived near our mom's house, so his best man decided to have the bachelor party in her living room, because in his eyes, it was both convenient and hilarious.
Oh, God.
Mom is totally cool with it and decides to hide out in her bedroom all night watching TV. The stripper shows up and does her show. At one point, she asks who wants to get spanked. My brother's friends, who I've known since I was a kid, instantly volunteer me. I'm on all fours and the stripper is smacking my ass with a riding crop, and I look up to see my mother in the hallway.
No!
We lock eyes briefly. An entirely new level of embarrassment washes over me. She looks like she's trying not to laugh too loudly and goes in the bathroom. This was in 2005, and we never spoke of it again.
Wow. Don't have those at your parents' house if they're, like, gonna be home. Like, send them away for the night. Like, I'll pay for a hotel. Go away. Go treat yourself.
Or it'd be different. It'd be different if they had, like, a basement or something, you know what I mean?
True.
Like, one, yeah, I would much rather you not be home.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, like, if they had, like, a basement or something, at least you know for some reason they're not really going to come out of their bedroom and come down to the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously she needed to go to the bathroom, so.
Right, like, she came out for a reason, but, like, dang, like, that is so uncomfortable. Highly uncomfortable.
So this next one says, During my cousin's bachelor party, me and my brother walked into the bathroom and saw my cousin sucking his fiance's father's cock.
What?
We walked out, never brought it up again, and 3 years later, they still appear to be happily married.
Okay. He was sucking his fiance's dad's dick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. You think he's still doing that 3 years later?
I don't know. Maybe.
Here's my problem. Even if you're bisexual and, like, you just got drunk or were like, hey, I want to suck a dick right now, why is your fiance's father? Like, go somewhere else. Literally,
maybe
just,
he was
like,
attracted to him.
Get on any dating app and just find somebody. Don't. That's just a weird line to cross, right?
I know, but.
You know what?
Obviously, the dad didn't mind.
I don't know. I'm just not gonna judge anybody. We've all done things we shouldn't have done, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I like this one because, again, like, some things you just shouldn't invite people you just know. Like, it should be a close-knit, like,
yes.
Friends.
As we've just got, like, a selection of people, not just everybody.
Right. So, it says, no idea if he followed through with his inquiry, but the groom was asking the stripper just how far she would go. I noped out of that one, considering they had invited me halfway into the night, so I showed up completely sober to a basement full of banana peels and weird smells.
Nope.
Fairly certain I was only there for 10 minutes tops. Barely knew the groom as a friend of a friend, so just really didn't care to stick around.
What the hell?
Again. And also, why would you invite your friend, like,
to that?
Obviously, to your other friend's bachelor party when they don't even really know each other.
And, like,
halfway through.
Because playing catch-up is never fun, but especially when there's going to be, like, strippers and, like, potential, whatever, like, sexual activities, you know? Like, you don't want to be the only sober one.
So now this one, this next story, goes into, one, don't be an asshole, but also, two, again, be careful of who you choose to come to your bachelor or bachelorette parties. So it says, I know a guy who was completely against having a bachelor party, but his friend insisted. He agreed on the condition there would be no strippers because his fiance was against that. They took
Ground
him
rules.
To a strip club. Yeah. They took him to a strip club and paid a stripper to give him a lap dance, and they took pictures of it.
Mm-mm.
After the bachelor party, this friend, who insisted on it, okay, told him, if you ever piss me off, I will show these to your wife.
That is not a friend.
See? Years later, this guy was working for that friend, part-time. He was told he had to work on a certain day, but he couldn't do it. This asshat mailed the pictures to his wife, and they ended up separating for a long time.
Oh my god.
It says they're together again, not because she didn't find out, but despite the fact that she did. It never ceases to amaze me how horrible some people can be with no real motivation.
Wow. I mean,
so see, again, be cautious as to who you invite to your bachelor, bachelorette party.
Because obviously, like, that's not a real friend anyway. But, like, if your friend says, like, okay, I do not want to do X, Y, or Z because, like, I'm not comfortable with it or my fiancé is not comfortable with it, you need to respect that. It's not funny to, like, do those things against people's wishes.
Well, and then to just be that big of an asshole to freaking turn around and be like, oh, if you ever piss me off, I'm going to use these.
Like, you're blackmailing?
Right.
Your friend forever?
Like, that was almost like a, felt to me like a, they did it on purpose.
They
like,
totally
he insisted
did.
Insisted so hardcore.
They're,
to which, why, what, and again, like you said, what kind of friend would need blackmail against you?
I hope he, like, sued that guy or, like, turned him into HR because, like, that was over. He sent personal photos to his wife over something that was work-related. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope he got that guy fired.
So now this goes with ground rules and double standards.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, my best friend, the bride, her future sister-in-laws, both girls are engaged to husband-to-be brothers.
Oh.
Go down to G-strings with the topless waiters while playing some strip card game. They were licking the guy's body all over and rubbing all over him. It says, funny thing was, when it came to the Bucks night the next week, the same girls that got naked were all crying because the boys had a stripper when they made them promise not to get one.
What? Yeah.
So double standard.
If you expect your man, because I feel like a lot of times, like, men want strippers, but they don't want their women to have strippers. But, like, if you think your person should trust you with a stripper, then you have to trust your person with a stripper.
And that's why I said, when I said I would have ground rules, mm-hmm. of course, I understand that you would have ground rules for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be double standard.
Like, and it's different, though, like, if you don't want a stripper at your party or to go to a strip club, that's fine. But you shouldn't tell your significant other no, because, like if they want one, just because you didn't want one. Not because you don't trust them or whatever, but, like, maybe they want that and you don't. You shouldn't tell them no just because you don't.
But also, you can't get mad when you, like, yes, granted, I get they didn't have a stripper, but you got naked
mm-hmm.
with a waiter.
I mean, it was a topless waiter, and, like, you were licking his body, so, like, it's not a stripper, but, like, come on.
Like, you can't be mad that they had a stripper.
Mm-mm.
It was my whole point. Like, you can't do those things and then be like, oh, well, you can't do that. Yeah, I can, because you did.
It just sounds like the start to a bad marriage. Like, it's not a healthy right? relationship, basically. We talked about Cosmopolitan. Like, they had 11 games for you that are actually fun. So now we're going over to Bustle to give you 25 unconventional and awesome party ideas. I'm not going to read all these because they're not all awesome. Since we just were talking about having strippers, not having strippers, here's some other things where you don't have to do the traditional, like, dicks everywhere or going to a strip club or, like, you know, whatever. Play in dirty games. So one that I like is going camping, because you can still drink and you can still have a good time, but it's much more, like, laid back, right, than going out or planning, like, a big party. And, like, you could take a group of whatever, 6 to 10 people, and go camping, and it could be really fun. And maybe, you know, if you're into whatever, physical activities, like, maybe you could go hiking during the day, or, like, whitewater rafting, or ziplining, or something like that, if you're trying not to do whatever, the normal just, like, get trashed thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and also for people who go, like, on a weekend
mm-hmm.
trip to do a bachelorette or bachelor party, like, you don't have to spend the whole weekend, like you said, getting trashed. Like,
exactly.
You can do other things.
Right, like, that's a good way to do, to have some variety in your life. Another one is have an old school sleepover, and this is obviously for girl, like, women, but that's kind of cute, like, snacks and movies and just, like, just spending time together before your life becomes attached to another person permanently.
And talking girl talk.
Exactly, just, and like you could drink, but, yeah, but it doesn't have to be, you know, like, it doesn't have to be, like, hardcore drinking games. Like, you could just, like, get a little buzz and talk to each other, you know. Oh, this is interesting. This says, play paintball in your old bridesmaid dresses. I guess this is, like, assuming that you've been a bridesmaid before and now you're a bride, or, like, you've all been, but, like, essentially, yeah, you destroy a dress, which could be fun. Paintball hurts, in my opinion, but it could be something you're into.
I would assume they would still probably wear the padding underneath.
Oh, I would guess so.
That's what I would assume.
Have a scavenger hunt. We already heard that one, but I really think it's a great idea. Take a pole dancing class. I think that could be super fun. And obviously, that's not, like, a whole night. Like, that's part of a night. But, like, if you're looking to change it up and try something new, book a cooking class with all of your whatever friends. That could be a fun idea. Especially if there's wine involved. Go bungee jumping or skydiving. Like I said, that's, like, more...
Fuck no.
That's more of, like, an activity rather than, like, a whole night. But also, that's a big thing to be like, hey, like, you want to go jump out of a plane with me for my bachelorette party?
Right? Just so you know, I would not.
Visit a psychic. I think, you know, it could be fun. It could be a fun, funny thing.
I was gonna say, maybe you shouldn't do that if you're, like, super serious about it.
Right.
But, you know, if you were just looking to have, like, a little bit of fun, you know.
This says have a craft party. So, like, during your bachelorette party, make, like, paint wine glasses, make a scrapbook for your wedding, make wedding favors. So, like, if you're looking for something a little toned down, like, you could have some wine still. But that's, like, a fun, creative thing. And then you get to use them whenever your wedding is. The next day, I don't know when people do bachelorette parties anymore. But, like, you get to use them later for your wedding. And then if you made a scrapbook, then you get to put pictures in it from your wedding. So that's cute. Take a road trip. If you have a small group, I think that's a fun idea. Like, if there were, like, four of you or five of you, maybe. Make a bucket list bachelorette. Get the bride going on her bucket list with the help of her friends. You probably can't do all of it, but you can do a lot of it. So I don't know if that's, like, stuff you want to do before you get married. And then you try to do a lot of it. I feel like it's kind of like a scavenger hunt, but a little more serious. Some of these are weird, man. Like, they have, like, have a trapeze party. Herd cattle.
Yeah, that's super weird.
I guess that could be fun. I think...
I could understand maybe getting drunk and, like, go cow tipping or something. Yeah,
but that's an illegal activity that you sneak to
Which,
do.
Again, I don't think you should do that anyways. That's very mean.
It's dangerous, but,
well, yeah, you could get your ass killed. Don't do that. I'm just saying, like, herding cattle.
Right, that's, I don't know. Those ones, I was like, I have to tell you them because they're funny to me, but, like, that's not on my list of, like, new things to try instead of the classic bachelor party. But maybe it's on yours. Maybe it's something you've always wanted to try. And the last one is team up with the boys. So, like, have a group win, which is kind of what we did. And if you're not somebody who feels like they need to have, like, a night by themselves or, like, with the girls, like, sometimes joint parties are super fun. And
it can especially be fun with, you know, the girls and the boys, you know, like you said.
And I feel like it takes the stigma away from, like, I'm gonna get in trouble, you know?
Right.
Okay, do you have maybe, like, one or two more stories for us?
I've got the perfect one to end it on. It's funny.
Wonderful.
Also kind of sad, but I want to end it on this one. It says, not me, but a friend. Stripper shows up with face mask dildos where your mouth would be. Gets a guy or two to fuck her with it, then tells my friend to lay on the ground face up with it on. She squats down on his face and starts bouncing up and down. Well, she finally got off him and he's unconscious. Apparently, the bouncing and hitting his head on the ground repeatedly gave him a concussion and he had to go to the hospital.
Oh my god, like, how hard was she riding his face though? And, like, she didn't put a pillow down or anything?
I guess not.
Damn.
So, I guess that goes with the note of be careful how you play.
Like, we always talk
play
about
safe.
We always talk about safety first, but, like, this is a whole different kind of safety. Like, how do you prepare for that? I bet that's a night ruiner.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And also, how do you explain that to your wife to be?
Yeah. I got a concussion.
I got a concussion.
Do you, like, not tell her? Like, is that something you hide?
You're just like, I don't know, I got a concussion, I got drunk.
And then the next time you go to the hospital for something, and they're like, oh, I see you've had a concussion, and she's like, what? And you're like, no, don't worry about it.
We don't need to talk about it. Oh, no, see, I was going on the premise of just not telling her how you got the concussion.
Oh, just that you did? Don't you think she would ask, though, and then you have to make up a lie?
That's why I said, I don't know, I was drunk.
No, just happened. Woke up in the hospital. They won't tell me. Maybe they, like, my friends maybe did something bad to me and I don't know. Man. See, that's rough. Like, that's a party I'm not trying to be a part of.
Right?
I think that's all we've got for you today. So, if you have a fun story about a bachelor or a bachelorette party, we would love to hear it. And, we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening. Bye. We'd love to hear from you. Send us your stories, comments, questions, or subjects you'd like to hear us talk about to bumpingucast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts. Please spread the word, subscribe, rate, and review to help us grow our podcast. Thanks for listening!